Women in the military system in Styria. Women played rather a sporadic role in the European manufacture of weapons. There are, however, a few cases in which women were either indirectly involved with Styrian defence or were directly involved in the manufacture of munitions. On the one hand, there were women from noble families who purchased weapons and munitions from the state armoury in the event of war. They either equipped the armour stores in their castles with them or armed their subjects with them in the event of their being enlisted for the military levy. On the other hand, there were many women who used their creative powers directly in the service of the armoury. In addition to Elisabeth Kipfel, who supplied all the window fittings, hinges and guttering for the construction of the state armoury, there were women who were actively involved in making weapons and armour. In some cases, they even named a workshop as their own property. In most cases, however, they were carrying on the business of husbands who had passed away. Over a period of time, however, few of these women were able to hold their own against male business competitors. Anna Maria Niendorfer, Regina Burkhardt and Katharina Stehler worked as armourers. Barbara Reichenberger and Katharina Geschwendner were swordsmiths. Margareta Plunschler and Margareta Roth made chain armour. Ursula Gag supplied wooden shafts for rifles. Marta Hofkircher, Maria Freischlag and Ursula Premb are well known for supplying munitions. There was even a woman who supplied from Augsburg, Anna Maria Frey, the wife of an arms dealer who had been murdered in April 1600. Following her husband's death, she continued sending munitions to Graz. The following year, she then moved to the Styrian capital, married the rifle dealer Caspar Wilhelm, and equipped the armoury there with rifles. We should also mention here the fate of a female armourer, Regina Burkhardt, who also came from Augsburg. She came to Graz with her husband in 1570. 8 years later, he fled Styria because of large debts. Despite being left alone with four dependent children, Regina was ordered by the authorities to repay the debts, which she did, by supplying the state armoury with armour.